You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
How are you guys doing? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and stimulating medical talk radio. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax, yours truly. You know, people are like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, who stars in the Dr. Dahlia Show?
Me.
And, of course, we got Donovan working the dials. Donovan is my co-star this evening. He is so sassy, too. He keeps me online. Now, I am having some major weather issues where we live. I mean, it's kind of like hurricane winds going on. And so we don't know if any of the studio lines and cords and outlets and all kind of these little wires that I don't know what the heck they're doing may have an issue. But as long as you can hear me, we're rocking and rolling. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? I don't know. You know, we talk about me. It's always fun to talk about me. We can talk about you all. Love to talk about you all. Some of you have been pretty quiet. I know sometimes my show isn't live in your area, but that doesn't mean you have to be quiet. You could still call in. All right? I could still answer your medical question either privately or on air the next day. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like Consumer Reports did find that there are high levels of arsenic found in fruit juice. I think they're talking about apple and grape juice. So we need to talk about that because some of these popular brands may be giving our kids arsenic. Not too good. And, of course, people who live in San Francisco are going to be very upset that they have to pay for their Happy Meal toy. Right? Yeah, Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy Meal. Happy Meals are not allowed to have toys in them in San Francisco McDonald's. I don't really know what the heck is going on in San Francisco. San Francisco is a beautiful city. They have amazing food, but what, they want to ban circumcision and they're banning Happy Meal toys? What is their problem up there? What is their problem? So we're going to talk about that and how much you got to shell out to get your to get your treat. Now, apparently, remember when we were talking about this Utah professor that was on the plane looking at child porn? Well, I didn't realize he was sitting in first class. So we have the person in first class who sat behind him giving some testimony. And, well, no, I don't have him on the show. You know, I probably should start having some guests on the show. Sir, were you sitting behind the Utah professor looking at child porn?
Yes, I was.
And you were in first class?
Yes.
What'd you get to eat?
Food.
You got food? Oh, I tell you, I have only sat in first class once my whole life. And the only reason why I was able to sit in first class is because my husband and I were on a honeymoon. And we asked them to upgrade us. And they did for free. And that was 96, right? And they upgraded us for free. And, I mean, it was amazing because, you know, you got a meal. They offered us some champagne. And I told my husband every year we should pretend to be newlyweds. But I guess they don't do it anymore. But, you know, I look at the people in the first class and I just drool. You know, they get the big comfy chair. And, you know, I talked about airplanes yesterday. I can't stand flying. It's so uncomfortable. There's no room. The flight attendants have been really mean. They don't even give peanuts anymore. The bathroom is horrible. Have any of you tried to go to the bathroom? And we're talking number two. You need to stretch your legs. Okay, I don't mean to be graphic, but some people, they can't just sit and go number two. They actually have to move. Sometimes you need to stretch your legs. Sometimes you need to lean back. Sometimes you need to lean forward. I mean, it's like a dance. And you know, many people don't realize that a lot of women actually have to be in certain positions to potty because of their uterus or their fibroids, etc. And so if you really look at the ergonomics or just the architecture of a plain bathroom, there is no way to have a good bowel movement. I'm sorry. I'm being dead serious here. First of all, the toilet, very tiny. Very tiny. You know, for those of us that don't fit on a basketball-sized toilet seat, very uncomfortable. I mean, I know you only have to have one aspect over the opening, but still, you know, we like to have coverage. We're kind of like a lazy boy type of fit. But then your legs can't go anywhere. I don't know where to put my legs. in the bathroom. I really don't. I mean, and I'm not talking about Mile High Club type of movements. I'm talking, and I have to go to the bathroom. I really don't know where to put my legs. And so, you know, you do what you can, and you squat. You see, guys have it easy because they can stand. But we women, it's very, very tough. So anyway, you get through the flight, you're completely constipated because you can't poop. You can't find the toilet paper, you can't find the paper towel. They pretend they're sanitary napkins. They always pretend they're sanitary napkins, and they're not there. So you end up opening the door, right, pants down by your ankles, asking the flight attendant, do you got a tampon I could borrow? Ma'am? Ma'am, the fasten seatbelt sign is on. You got to get out of the bathroom and pull your pants back up. But I need a tampon, please. Please, just I just got to finish. You said there were sanitary napkins. No, it's done aquí. Ma'am, please pull up your pants. The fasten seatbelt sign is up. So anyway, I have an absolute miserable time on the airplane. All right, was that too much information? Oh, my God. I'm not flying again. My husband's family, they're wonderful. But I got to tell you, it is so difficult to fly on the holidays. I'm glad I'm back. Okay. I also want to talk about John Hinckley Jr., right? He wants to be out, or he wants more time with his mother. And the guy is still a freak. So I want to talk about that, and we'll review what happened when Ronald Reagan was shot. I need to pull up one of my archive shows. I have an archive show where we did the Dr. Dolly show in the 80s. So we did Dr. Dolly as if I would have been in the 80s. And, you know, we went through the whole Ronald Reagan assassination attempt. And I got to tell you, you know, when you hear what he went through and how he graciously handled being shot and how he handled it in the hospital, I mean, you just look at just how courageous he was. I'm just a huge Ronald Reagan fan. I wish he was alive for me to tell him. You know, he just kind of grandpa cuddly, isn't he? Ronald Reagan, grandpa cuddly. Is Obama cuddly? No, not. Newt and Romney. Ooh, I could cuddle up to Romney. All right, we're going to be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And then, you know, here we have in the news, John Hinckley Jr. wants to be released to live with his mother. I think his mother's like 84 years old. Now, you know, it's been over 30 years since President Reagan had been shot and luckily survived. And John Hinckley Jr., we have all known to be a major kook head. And again, I got to be very, very careful because this is radio. And I have a couple four-letter words I usually choose for him. Sick, but let's just say, you know, very similar to Donald Duck, okay? The guy's a sick Donald Duck. And you see in the news now that they are trying to say, oh, you know, he's nonviolent. He should be able to get more time with his mother, right? And prosecutors are like, what are you talking about? Okay, now, if you remember, he got off, all right? We're talking John Hinckley Jr. After he tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan, he got off. The jury acquitted him of 13 counts of assault, murder, weapons, finding him not guilty by reason of insanity. Well, of course the guy's insane. You know, and his reasoning for wanting to shoot the president is the president at the time, Ronald Reagan, was he wanted to attract Jodie Foster. Apparently, he had seen the movie Taxi Driver with Jodie Foster in it, and he wait a second. Taxi Driver, I think, is a movie he kind of associated himself with, but I think he had a crush on Jodie Foster, so he wrote a letter that never got mailed about 2 hours before he wanted to shoot Ronald Reagan, you know, basically hoping that this would cause her to be enamored by him. And I think he was, like, you know, sitting at a McDonald's the day this happened, just, you know, waiting to catch, obviously, Ronald Reagan off guard. Now, Ronald Reagan usually was in a bulletproof vest, from what I understand. Secret Service usually had him wear a bulletproof vest. That's why he looked all cowboyish and so burly. You know, he had a vest. But in this particular event, I think he was speaking at the Washington Hilton. I believe it was a, I'm trying to think if it was more of a charity type of issue. They said he really didn't need one because he was only really going to be walking between the hotel and the limousine, maybe about 30 feet. And then at about 2:30 in the afternoon, this was Eastern time because this happened in Washington, Ronald Reagan passed right by John Hinckley Jr., and he decided to shoot his revolver about six times. And it was the sixth bullet that hit Ronald Reagan after the bullet had ricocheted off the limousine. You know, when you see the footage of President Reagan getting shot, he looks okay going into the limousine. You think he was shot when he had his arm up, but he was actually shot as the sixth bullet ricocheted. Because, you know, one hit White House Press Secretary James Brady, one hit another police officer. I believe one went across the street. I'm trying to think where they all went. But Special Agent had pushed Ronald Reagan into the limousine. I think also Secret Service might have gotten hit too, a couple of them. But then the sixth bullet had ricocheted off the armored side of the limousine, went under his arm, went through the chest wall cavity, the pleura, grazed a rib, but then got lodged in the lung. And from what I understand, I mean, we were talking about an inch from his heart. Pretty dangerous stuff. And he really wasn't in pain. You know, he started coughing up blood. You kind of get this frothy sputum. Whenever you have a patient or you see somebody starting to kind of cough up bloody foam, it's a sign of pulmonary edema or swelling in the lungs. Well, of course, the bullet hit the lung. So that's how many of us in the medical community would know, okay, you know, unfortunately, something's going on in the lungs, because when they're coughing up that bloody stuff. But he had thought, President Reagan apparently had thought he had actually cut his lip. So, you know, they get him to George Washington University Hospital, and he wants to walk. President Reagan, he wants to walk out of the limousine. He's like, well, what are you talking about? I can handle this. But as he walks in and as he gets into the entrance, his knees buckle. He had difficulty breathing, and he starts to fall, but he didn't completely fall. So they get him into the trauma ER. Apparently one of the aides didn't know what was going on, who this was. So, you know, he asked one of the, aides that were walking around, okay, I need his address. Excuse me, stop, please. You can't just walk in here. I need name. I need address. I need copay or whatever they had back then. And someone's like, you want to know where he lives? He lives 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know, and then the aide or the assistant behind the desk was like, duh. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, again, just massive chaos, similar to what happened when JFK was shot. And so, you know, Ronald Reagan was still extremely lucid, talking the whole time. So they started to take off his suit. Apparently his suit was a very expensive suit. He got mad. A medical team was led by Joseph Giordano. And Ronald Reagan's blood pressure was dropping pretty low. Your normal blood pressure, your systolic, was about 120. Ronald Reagan's was dipping into the 60s, so he was bleeding. I mean, he could have died. This was a significant injury. And, you know, they put in chest tubes, and they gave him a tetanus shot and gave him IV fluids and oxygen, etc. And, you know, he was making jokes the whole time. You know, apparently he had asked the nurse, or he had told the nurse, and I hope you are all Republicans. And the doctor, who actually admitted to being a liberal Democrat, said, today, Mr. President, we are all Republicans. And I think that was really, really cool. It doesn't matter. Your president is shot. I mean, you know, and from what I understand, you know, in Washington, there was such turmoil because they had no idea if this was an isolated incident. If there was supposed to be more of an attack, was John Hinckley Jr. working alone? Was he working with others? Was somebody going to try to come to the hospital and finish the job? Because look at what happened with Lee Harvey Oswald and JFK. You know, he wasn't working alone. And so there was so much confusion that they didn't know what was going to happen with the state of the nation. And that's when Alexander Haig, of course, you know, he ran into the press conference. People were like, well, who's in control here? And he's like, I'm in control here. I mean, it was chaotic, but I think the country handled it extremely well. I think the doctors did really well. Ronald Reagan's making jokes. I guess one of the nurses was holding Ronald Reagan's hand. And, you know, he said, making a joke like, don't tell my wife. Or, you know, so he handled it well. Bullet was removed. And he just, was so much grace under pressure. And it was, pretty admirable. But, again, he was very, very lucky. Very, very lucky. You can survive a bullet wound to the lung, but, I mean, you need medical care and fast. And it obviously was a bullet that was causing an excessive amount of damage because within seconds of him being in the car, he was already having pulmonary edema and major respiratory issues. So it was obviously a very, very frightening time. All right, so you go back here to John Hinckley Jr. Okay, and I mean, I'm still amazed the guy didn't get the death penalty. I mean, you make an assassination attempt and you actually assault the president. And you get off? In fact, because of John Hinckley Jr.'s acquittal, they had to come up with the Insanity Defense Reform Act. Remember that? What happened was Congress had to pass this act because this insanity defense, I mean, there was such a public outcry. So this was now 1984. Where the Congress decided to pass this Insanity Defense Reform Act. Basically, the main difference is the burden of proof shifted from prosecution to the defense. Okay, if you want to tell us that your claimant, the defendant, is insane, you better come up with a heck of a lot of proof. They also really, really, tightened the procedures, made them more strict in terms of hospitalization and release and psychiatric testimony. And they made it a lot, a lot more strict and rigid and good because I'm still amazed. And now here we are 30 years later, right? John Hinckley Jr. may be released. Now, it looks like it's going to take at least a week or so of the judge reviewing the case. But, of course, prosecutors are saying, this guy is such a whack job that he's lying to us. When he goes on leave, I'm surprised they let him go on leave for days at a time. I'm sure he's being watched. But, he'd say he's going to a movie. He pretends to go up to the ticket counter. And then he would go to a bookstore and read up on assassinations of presidents and the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan. So, I mean, the guy, I mean, insanity my foot. If he's insane, he wouldn't know where to go. He wouldn't know which specific book to get. He wants to read up. He wants to see his name in these books. And who knows, maybe he's planning something else. These insanity defenses blow my mind. Jared Loughner with the Congresswoman Giffords shooting. Insane? If he was so insane, how did he get himself out of a ticket? How was he operating his car? How was he purchasing film? How was he purchasing bullets and purchasing the gun and going to, I believe he went to Circle K or 7-Eleven? How was he able to do all those tasks meticulously and plan the shooting, yet he's insane? And they say, well, John Hinckley Jr. is in remission from his insanity, and that's why he's able to be released. Well, then, if he's in remission from his insanity, then put him in jail. I'm just in awe with our judicial system. I'm just in absolute shock. And if this guy walks, oh my gosh, God help us. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family?
Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, this is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter so you get up-to-date medical tweets as well as my opinion about the latest medical health. Or, you know, I actually give updates on what one of the Kardashian sisters is pregnant. Not that we all care. And again, I don't know why the Kardashian sisters are famous to begin with. But, you know, I sometimes give you entertainment news and political news. I mean, I got nothing better to do, right? You know, the economy's down. Patient load is low. I could Facebook a tweet. No, I actually, we've been pretty busy. Doesn't mean we're making money, though. People don't pay their bills. But we've been getting busy. Right now, we're kind of going through a pretty big storm. I live in southern Nevada. We may actually be getting some snow soon. Some little flurries. Flurries. You know what I think was kind of ridiculous? When McDonald's came up with the McFlurry. This is a McFlurry. Remember they came up with a McPizza? Yeah, the McPizza. That was the most disgusting. I mean, do not mess with pizza. McDonald's had something good going on. Their burgers were yummy. Really? You got to do a McPizza? They McBlew. They were horrible. All right. Well, what else is Mc going on here? Okay. So McDonald's is kind of dealing with this whole San Francisco ban. Apparently, there's a law in San Francisco banning that toys cannot be given out with the Happy Meals. So you know what Happy Meals are going to do in San Francisco, McDonald's? They're going to charge 10 cents. If you want the toy to come with the Happy Meal, you have to pay for it. This way, McDonald's isn't giving toys to try to manipulate children into purchasing their quote-unquote unhealthy Happy Meal. Am I the only one that thinks this is absolutely ridiculous? Do these children buy the Happy Meals? Do these children have that much control over the... It's parents. Okay, if the parents are feeding them junk food, it doesn't matter if there's a stupid toy. And you know what? Let me just, for a second here. We're talking about one of the crappiest toys I have ever seen. You know, no toy store would even deign to have such a crappy toy. These toys that you get in these Happy Meals, I hate to use the term blow because I've been using that twice, but they're horrible. They're absolutely, you can't do anything with it. I mean, maybe you could move an arm or a leg. You know what used to be cool? Were those glasses. Remember, we would in the 80s get glasses. We would get Return of the Jedi glasses. Well, Return of the Jedi was a little later. I think it was Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back glasses. And I guess now they said there were metal or lead in them, and you know, you get, but that was cool. You'd get a set. I don't really ever think, I don't know what was toys back then. I don't know. My parents never bought me Happy Meals. But, you know, really, so now McDonald's is saying, look, we are not giving away toys for free to manipulate kids. They got to come up with a whopping 10 cents. This is so stupid. So stupid. So restaurant meals in San Francisco cannot include a free toy unless they have less than 600 calories, contain fruits and vegetables, and have a beverage that isn't excessively sugary or fatty, according to the city and county San Francisco website. All right. Now, of course, you know, the city's healthy meal incentive law wants to reduce childhood obesity. I mean, that's good. But, I mean, if you want to reduce childhood obesity, you got to smack the parents upside the head. That's what you have to do. I mean, a 10-cent difference on a toy, this is so stupid. I mean, and the toys suck. I'm sorry. They really, really stink, those toys. All right. They say this clearly illustrates, this is Campaign Director of Corporate Accountability International, a Boston-based group. Oh, yeah, these guys, I think, were instrumental in starting this. She says this clearly illustrates that McDonald's is feeling the public pressure. You know, no, McDonald's is trying to keep their doors open. We're in the middle of a recession, all right? People still want the junk food, whether the stupid toy is in there or not, and they're still trying to sell one of their most marketable commodities, their Happy Meal. They're just trying to, you know, they got the Mighty Kids Meal. The Mighty Kids Meal. Yeah, my kids asked for the Mighty Kids Meal. I go, you aren't Mighty. See, Mighty Mouse. Remember Mighty Mouse? Here I come to save the day. Mighty Mouse was mighty. I tell my kids, eating a 6-piece McNugget meal doesn't make you mighty. You're no way Mick Mighty. You're Mick Wussy, and you're going to get Mick Fat for eating a Mick Mighty meal, you Mick Doink. Okay? We have pretty interesting conversations. All right, chocolate milk. All right, do they say how many calories? Oh, I don't even care anymore. All right, so McDonald's, you got to come up with an extra 10 cents if you want the stupid toy that usually breaks. I got to tell you, the kids look at the toy, they fight, they throw it. My kids should be too old for the stupid toy. Oh, and the apple dippers. All right, I have gotten my kids Happy Meals. You know, we're late to swim practice. I got to do my show, you know, and you know, they're hungry. So sometimes, yeah, I'll let them get a plain hamburger, no cheese, nothing, and the apple dippers. They don't eat the apple dippers. They don't like the apple dippers. Okay, so basically they're eating the two all-beef patties special. No, no special sauce. So they're eating whatever. They don't eat the apple dippers. But I got to tell you something. McDonald's fries, aren't they delicious? They put just the right amount of salt. McDonald's fries are the best tasting fries ever. But, you know, I never let my kids eat French fries. I just don't. They don't need to. They got to give their French fries to mama. All right, now, speaking about foods, let's move into this arsenic found in fruit juice. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, we are one of the most highly rated medical talk shows out there. Of course, there's nobody else to compare us to, but we're still highly rated. All right, fruit juice may be containing too high a level of arsenic. Now, remember Dr. Oz, Muhammad Oz? I like Dr. Oz. People always go, well, Dr. Dahlia, you must not like Dr. Oz because he's competition. No, he's not competition. The guy has a TV show and he's rich. I'm nowhere in his league. Trust me. No. I honestly, no. Dr. Oz, I mean, if I could even get on television, wow. No, but Dr. Oz, very, 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 very good guy. He was the one that kind of broke the story about, I'm thinking that there's too much arsenic in these juices. So Consumer Reports got all over it. And, you know, arsenic, it could cause cancer, chronic diseases. We talked about this on the show, inorganic versus organic arsenic. Well, they said a full 10% of the juices tested by Consumer Reports had arsenic levels higher than what is allowed in water by the Food and Drug Administration. All right. Now, Urvashi Rangan, Director of Safety and Sustainability Consumer Reports, told Today that what we're talking about is not acute effects. These are chronic effects, cancer risk. And the fact that 10% of our samples exceeded the drinking water means we need to set the standard for juices. Consumer Reports tested 88 samples of apple and grape juice. I love grape juice. Grape juice is yummy. And they looked at Minute Maid, Welch's, Tropicana. Now, apparently the regulations are less than 10 parts per billion of arsenic in the water for FDA. Reports found almost 23 parts per billion in one of the grape juices and 10% of the juices sampled. So it wasn't all of them, but still a small amount. Then Rangan pointed to an FDA study that found arsenic levels at 86 parts per billion in a baby apple juice. So now a spokesperson from the Juice Products Association, boy, this is difficult with my lisp, found that the new report, reassuring since 90% of the juices tested at lower levels of arsenic. Okay, so juice people are now trying to fight. Dr. Oz is like, see, I told you so. Dr. Dahlia is like, huh? Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so what do you do? We're still talking about minute amounts. I've never heard of any child getting cancer from fruit juice, all right? But do we really need the arsenic? Do we really need to take the chance? I mean, chances are your kids have been safe. But I agree, they need to look at this and they need to clean this up. But in the meantime, we're really trying to get kids off all these juicy, you know, sugary juices. I'd rather they eat the damn fruit. My kids will not eat fruit, but they'll drink a Capri Sun. Yeah, Capri Sun is yummy, but it only has 10% fruit juice. 10%. Okay, eat the apple. Eat the grape. Eat the watermelon. Eat the banana. No, my kids don't want to do it. Now, yeah, I understand babies and apple juice. Oh, the babies love apple juice. Maybe make your own. We really need to get the kids off the sugary drinks anyway, and the juice drinks. But kind of spooky stuff. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about a guy who lost his thumb and now is giving us the hitchhiker sign with the toe on it. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Guys, back to work. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. All right, so there's a gentleman, 29-year-old James Byron. had to have his big toe grafted onto his hand after he severed his left thumb while sawing through a piece of wood last December. All right, so he cut off his thumb. They tried to reattach the thumb. They did. They sewed the thumb back on, but the blood flow didn't perfuse. And he had months of treatment. They even used leeches. We talked about the use of leeches. Leeches help circulation. They've been using leeches for centuries. And they still do it in modern day. Now, I believe he was treated in England. So this was in Europe. Still in America, many people don't want us to, put leeches on, but just expect it. Remember the way healthcare is going, we're going to be having leeches. So anyway, the leeches didn't work. So now they put a toe on his hand. Now, I'm looking at the picture here. It's, oh my gosh. I have the picture on my Facebook page. There's my Facebook account, but my Facebook page, anybody can log on to the Facebook page. Even though I add everybody onto my account, I'm maxed with the account, but the Facebook fan page, just find the article. You'll scroll down and pull up the pictures. And it literally is a toe on his left hand in the place of the thumb. He says he can wiggle it. He could pick his nose with it. I mean, he's really happy. People come up to him and say, your thumb is so big and swollen. My, what big thumb you have. And he says he showed it to all of his mates. And now he's become a bit of a celebrity, which is good. I mean, good for him. I mean, if I lost my thumb, I would want, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want my toe. My toes aren't really the most clean. And they kind of smell a little. I'll get pedicures once in a while, but the problem with the toe is I have a nail that wants to get ingrown. You know how you have the medial part, the inside part of the toenail, and then you have the one that's kind of next to your other toes. So that inside part, it really wants to dig in there. So when I was in medical school, we were taught that what you're supposed to do is put a piece of cotton underneath the nail so it doesn't ingrow. Well, I didn't have cotton, so I shoved whatever I had. And some of it's probably still there 15 years later. So I would put pieces of sock, pieces of a little pipe cleaner, M&Ms, and I wear my husband's socks to work, his black socks. I just love my husband's clothes. I'm not a cross-dresser. I just, my husband has the most comfortable socks, but his socks are black. And so I have pieces of black sock. I mean, if they attached my big toe, and you always get dirt in those little angles, and you try to pick it out. And then when you pick it out, then the nail gets inflamed and red and it hurts, So you're like, I'll just leave it till they get my next pedicure, in June of 2012. So, I couldn't do it. I mean, you're looking right now at this guy's thumb and it's clean and his toe on his hand looks clean, but I think it's absolutely, I would freak out if my husband had a toe on his hand. Now, you're looking at his foot, and his foot looks just as deformed as his hand. His foot has no toe. What I want to know is, why did they take the toe? Why didn't they take, like, the second finger? The second finger is at least a little, the second toe is, see, in Spanish, you call them dedos. Dedos is whether it's fingers or toes. So you'll kind of call a toe a finger a toe, but you got to remember to separate the two. But, I don't know. I would just absolutely freak if my husband, we were talking about, remember that one lady who severed her, husband's penis? And we were talking about the different options where they could reattach it, they could transplant, they could use grafting tissue from the thigh. Well, one gentleman whose penis was severed received a cadaver's penis, and the surgery took. It was a successful surgery. But he and his wife freaked out so much, he asked for it to be removed. I mean, it was golden. He was good. He was good. It was done. No more treatments, but he just couldn't handle the fact that he had somebody else's penis on him. I could understand that. I could, that would freak me out. If somebody attached a penis to me, I would be really freaked out. But you know what? All kidding aside, this was amazing. Amazing medical treatment. And I'm just fascinated that we can now add toes to fingers. Some of us that are really spiritual, that are supposed to be buried with our own body parts and in one piece, you know, you know, when it's time to come back from the dead, we're supposed to have all our parts. I wonder how that would go. You know, God takes a look at us and we got toes on our nose and nose on our ear and ear on our hand. I mean, he's going to be like, what did you guys do the past few hundred years? Come on. 1,000 years. I don't know. Not that God's really pleased with me as it is. I mean, I think my walking around with another body part on me is probably going to be the least of my worries when God comes to judge me. All right. Okay. Speaking about judging, we're hearing from the other first class passenger who looked over the Utah professor's shoulder as he was looking at child porn. Okay. So the whistleblower broke down in tears today as he described the terrible moment he witnessed as a professor allegedly viewed child porn in first class on board a flight. I'm surprised he had time to look around to see what this other guy was doing. I mean, if you're in first class, don't you get massages? Don't you get to watch a cool movie? Don't you get to eat, you know, sundaes and all that? Like that one Seinfeld episode, he's getting hot fudge sundaes. But I guess he had time to look around. He saw Kurt Wade was sitting behind University of Utah professor Grant Smith on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Boston. He says he was stunned when Smith began scrolling through images of naked girls as young as 5 and immediately alerted the flight attendant. He even took a picture of the 47-year-old looking at his screen as proof. He kept scrolling through the pictures, he said, and they became sexual and explicit. Little by little, this is gross. We're semi-nude, then completely nude. Just terrible, terrible stuff. And he started crying. Okay, so what happened? He explained it to the steward. He broke down. The steward said, I don't know. The steward probably said, leave me alone. I gotta tell you, I did not do well with the airline stewards. I really don't. They don't like me. The flight attendant confronted Smith, the guy with the porn, and told him to shut off his laptop. You know how they say, please shut off all electronic devices? Please shut down and put away all electronic devices. And he's probably like, no, I'm in first class. He said the laptop was bought by a grant from the university. Smith then tried to delete the offending images from his computer. All right, this is a pretty good story. I'm reading as we go. Then state police met Smith at the flight as they landed, and then they took the laptop, and then I guess he was confiscated. I don't know where the whatever happened to the flight attendants. See, I'm really nervous about the flight attendants because these guys really are on my case. They are so on my case. All right. Okay, well, I guess that's what happened. So, you know, look, people, you probably are the first line of defense against these people that do horrible, horrific acts, you know, in terms of porn and pedophilia. So look around. If any of you are in first class, A, save me some food because I'm going to be starving to coach. But B, look around because there's going to be somebody next to you looking at porn. Another real quick sick story. There's a third grade teacher out of Oklahoma who had her kids come to her house and had a Christmas-themed underwear party where these little third grader, 8-year-old girls had to dress up in bra and panties. She videotaped them as they were decorating Christmas trees and running around. A couple of the kids said, no, I don't want to wear bras. So they wore a T-shirt. But the teacher really wanted them to wear bras. This is absolutely crazy. I'm just completely grossed out. What the hell is wrong with this world? And you know what? I can't. You guys have to wait for the next hour to hear me rant. I think people are sickos. Sickos. Mixed sickos. You're mixed sick. All right. When we come back, more of the Dr. Dolly Show. Unless this is your stop, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.